Here's a feel-good movie idea. Baseball hopeful toils through 11 long seasons in the minors, endures endless bus rides, bad food, rinky-dink motel rooms. He keeps hoping for a break in the majors, but the seasons come and go. And then, one day, the phone rings. He's called up to the Chicago Cubs, and in less than 2 weeks, he proceeds to wow everyone. It's the true story that 31-year-old infielder Bobby Scales is living right now. And Bobby Scales joins us from the clubhouse at Wrigley Field. Bobby, congratulations. This is turning out to be quite a season for you.
Thank you very much, Melissa, and thank you for having me.
You bet. Your start has been described as blistering, and let's get a sense of just how good you've been. You're batting over 400. Last night you drove in 4 runs with 2 doubles. That must feel great.
Well, it was good. You know, anytime you come into any new situation, you're trying to do your best and put your best foot forward. But there's a fine line between doing that and trying too hard. And I've been able to navigate that thus far.
Navigating that line that you're talking about, is that a tricky thing to keep that balance?
I don't think there's any question. Even when you're a younger player and you jump levels, when you go from Class A ball to Class AA ball and AA to AAA, you know, you go into a new situation with new teammates in a different environment than you're used to performing in. And I think it's human nature to try too hard and try to, you know, press and just try to impress people so bad that you end up doing the opposite and not playing well.
Well, you had a big moment on Tuesday during the Cubs game. It was the 7th inning, and let's take a listen.
Cubs lead this one 3-2. Bobby Scales getting a pinch hit appearance against his original organization. And a high, deep drive. Bobby Scales with his first career homer. And he just went around the bases about as quickly as any player in big league history after a home run. How about that?
Bobby Scales, I get chills just listening to that. What is it like for you?
It was amazing. When you're a kid, you're 8 years old in the backyard, and you're playing with your buddies in the neighborhood, and you're playing wiffle ball, and you know, you hit home runs to win World Series games, you hit home runs to win the game and all that kind of stuff. And you know, it kind of felt like that. It was a nice feeling. And honestly, at the time, I was just trying to find a way to get on base. I let off that inning, and it was a tight ball game. It was 3-2 at that point. And fortunately for me, I was able to give us one more run and went on to win that night. And it felt good to do something to really help the team win.
And you looked so nonchalant. I mean, you did not slow down and savor that moment of your first home run in the majors.
Well, yeah, honestly, that's kind of just the way I do things. Even in the minor leagues, when I hit home runs, I don't dead sprint around the bases, but I just, you know, I hit it and went over the fence. Just make sure you touch all the bases and, you know, get off the field and get on with it.
Do you have the ball?
I do. A young man gave me the ball. He caught the ball in the stands, and he just wanted a T-shirt and an autographed baseball, and he was very complimentary, and he, I think he understood that it meant a lot more to me than it would to him, so he didn't, you know, he wasn't trying to ask me for the whole clubhouse mm-hmm. in return for the baseball, so it was nice.
Let's talk about those 11 seasons you've had in the minors all over the country. 3,300 at-bats. You're a substitute teacher, I've read, in the off-season. Mm-hmm. What kept you going through all those seasons?
Number one, the support of my family. And I think they were so supportive because I really believed that I could play. You talk to different guys, and you watch different guys go to the big leagues, and some of them had success. And you're like, man, I can play with this guy. So let me keep playing. Let me keep plugging along here, and maybe I'll get my opportunity. And that's basically it.
Even if you do your job well, as you have been, clearly, you could still lose your roster spot. You could be sent back to the minors if somebody else comes back.
Mm-hmm. That's very true. That's one of those things. I think the biggest lesson I've learned in all of this, you can take care of things you can control. That's it. I can't control who's coming back when, or what else has happened. But what I can't control is my work ethic. You know, I can look in the mirror at night and say, you know, did you do everything today that you were supposed to do? Did you do your job? And without a doubt, every day I can look in the mirror and say, yeah, I did that.
Well, Bobby Scales, it's been really great to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
Bobby Scales, a 31-year-old rookie infielder for the Chicago Cubs, who's come up to the majors after 11 seasons in the minor leagues.